Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
Welcome to the show. This is our part two tonight of the episode 200, the 200 infamous radio shows. This is our show theme tonight. You reached part two of the Von Wehhunt Show. We're so glad you're here. We'll have famous author Steve Ubaney on tonight. Now, in our past show, we just got through with about an hour and a half of it, roughly, and we had some electronic harassment. The live stream was cut. They sent us directly in the overtime, and now we're back. And I have a way to go live anytime I want on Blog Talk Radio. So hang on to your hats, brace for impact. We'll have author Steve Ubaney on here momentarily. Thank you.
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
You damn right. Now, to have it no other way, and right now we'll get right to the phones, and Steve Ubaney from the beautiful state of New York, upstate, of course, and sometimes he's in the city. We'll get him on the line here, and Steve, welcome to the Von Wehhunt Show. How are you tonight, sir?
Hi, Von. Well, how are you?
Hey, great. Doing great.
It's great to be back on your show.
Oh, We love to have you. I know you've been busy. You've been doing SurviveMax.com. You've been doing a lot of things out there, your books. I mean, tell the folks a bit about your books, and then we'll get into the website and what's going on in this crazy world. All right?
Yeah. I have four books out. I'm writing the – I come up with new information on old murders and old deaths. When nobody's looking, I'm still looking, and I uncover new things. And I go back with this new hot piece of evidence, and I tell everybody what's really going on. So I'm writing the Who Murdered book series, because some of the famous people and celebrities that we know and love, misjudge their deaths, and some of these people were actually murdered. So I have four books out. I have Who Murdered Elvis, Who Murdered FDR, Who Murdered Diana, and I'm working on a book on Nikola Tesla right now. That'll be book number five. Mm. And the Tesla book is a monster. This one's, I got my hands full with this one. I'm excited about it. Of all the books that I've written, Elvis was the most, closest to my heart, because they really did that guy dirty, and I really wanted to set the record straight, and I did. And Tesla, I'm starting to feel is passionate about that one, So that's what I've been up to.
Yeah,
SurviveMax.com.
Yeah.
SurviveMix.com is a survival site that I came up with. There's going to be lots and lots of changes, lots and lots of new people coming on, new products and things like that. So it's in the infant stages. It's just launched a little while ago, and I've been busy doing other things, so I haven't had the opportunity to bring as many people on and as many products on as people want to come on. So stay tuned. You know,
love it a lot, man.
It's hard to do.
Well, you
work.
Mentioned it. It is.
You know,
in my books, I know.
I work at night. You know, I mean, I'm up
right.
all day, and then I'm up till I don't know 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Because from midnight to four is when I rock and roll mentally. You know.
Yeah.
So when everybody else is sleeping, I'm up trying to round off infinity. You know, mathematically trying to find the middle, the opposite of middle. You know.
You are a speaker, man. You're a brilliant man, and I love the book series. I've got them here inside the studio, and folks, you got to get them. Who murdered JFK? Who murdered Elvis?
It's coming up. It's coming up. JFK's
coming
up. Yeah, FDR is coming up.
That's why I wanted to mention it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to print a lot of these. There's only going to be a limited run. So if you want the book, send me an email. iwantthebook@yahoo.com. And I'll make sure, I'm not going to spam you or anything like that. I'll make sure that you are in line to get an autographed copy, because there's not going to be many of them done. You know,
I really want your next book on JFK. That one, please mail to the studio. I got to get that one.
Yeah, sure. I certainly will, Vaughn. I was back and forth on that one, because
right.
the JFK researchers community tends to eat their young. You know, it's not all warm smiles and handshakes. Okay.
Right.
They fracture. They have different conferences because they believe one way and the other people believe the other way. And I'm holding a pretty significant piece of the puzzle. I wasn't going to put out there because I didn't want to be cross-examined for the rest of my life. But then, you know what? Life's not a popularity contest. You know, it's really not. You know, so I was back and forth on it, and I said, you know what? You know, when I look in the mirror, I don't see those people. I'm going to do what I want to do. So,
right.
you know, that's kind of like playing poker with tarot cards and you get a full house and four people die. You know, it's kind of one of those situations.
God forbid. That's a good one. Love it. Love it. You folks, you got to be a happy warrior. You've got to have some levity on the show and in your own personal lives. Love that one. SurviveMax.com is a website that all preppers should go to. Now, I had the CEO on last week of DirtyManSafe.com, and we had a great conversation. He should be on SurviveMax. What's new with the website? Anything new there?
We're trying to bring some new people on. We're just busy. You know, I have a partner, Gary, and you know Gary.
Yeah.
And we're both
sure.
so busy putting out fires going in other directions. It's... You know, it's been hard to get together. He's busy doing one thing, and I'm doing these books. And I have – their books are taking forever. I had lofty ambitions of putting two books out this year. I wanted to put out Who Murdered Nikola Tesla, Who Murdered Tesla, and Who Murdered JFK. I wanted to put them out this year. You know, I wanted to get them out in November, and it's still my goal. Other things are getting in the way. I have some I have the oldest typewriter in the world. You know, it types in pencil, so I have the page numbers down. I just have to put the rest of it in. You know, but
right.
I'm working. Hollywood has some interest in doing some things with my books, and you know, they absorb your time sometimes, and they return nothing. So,
right.
I'm kind of in the middle of that, and. So I am writing and doing that and seven other things. So, you know, sometimes it's tough, you know. I mean, the human body is made up of 98% water, so that means that most of us are almost drowning as it is, you know.
Right.
So, with me, there's an extra 2% for sure. So,
Well, yeah, we're very similar in that respect. I'm always writing. I've got so many manuscripts and things I've written down, wisdom, tidbits of information and knowledge, and I've got my book out, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, that show, folks, will be this coming Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month. Then, of course, we'll roll into Thursday, our regular, you know, hard-hitting political show. But that was a book in a labor of love. And I've got really the sequel to that done, and I'm looking forward to getting that one out too. But I know what you mean by lots of projects, and they always seem to be halfway finished, right? I mean, you're a very busy man. You got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah,
you know, is there anything else that's going on that you're working on?
That's why I always say my favorite part of any project is the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I have closure issues, man. I need to get something done. I mean, I literally do this. Okay. This is not a joke. I do this. I have, you know, those long 4x6 post-it notes, you know, with the ultra line.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of those done at night, and I put it on my headboard. And when I wake up in the morning, that's my to-do list. You know, I mean,
okay.
That's the only way I can get things done, you know. But you can't have everything,
right,
Vaughn. Where the hell would you put it, right?
Exactly.
That's about the only thing that I want to get into on the air. I've been real busy with that. Of course, there's some other things going on personally that I don't want to share, but been busy. You've been busy.
I have, and I'll be honest with a lot of folks out there who – I don't give my number out to many people. Steve has it, so you can trust Steve with your life. My phone's been erratic, and a few key people have tried to reach me, and I can't hear the rings on it. So it stopped ringing. It's on full blast, and then it's got a mind of its own. It'll ring sometimes, ring, ring, and then stop. And four more calls will go by. I'll hear no ring. And I'm not screening my calls. I'm not trying to be aloof. I literally don't hear your ring. And then I look at my phone. I've got like, today I had like 7 calls. 5 were spam or a thing I have no clue about. Probably a real estate guy wants to sell me, you know, swampland in Florida. And 2 were people that I actually knew. And so people say, man, I can't reach you. I go, well, always text me if you can't reach me. Because I look at text first and then call second. It's a bad habit. But, you know, it is what it is, right?
You got to do what you got to do, you know? I mean, that's just right. The way of the world.
I know. And even watching the news, I know you're a big news guy, too. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, what's your take on that?
I don't know what the hell to think about it. I don't know. I'm not – this shocks people because of the books that I write. I'm not really much of a conspiracy guy. And I hate quote-unquote conspiracy theorists. And here's why. They're lumped in all together with people who have actual facts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard to differentiate yourself. So, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm usually when I go on a show, I'm the first one on or I'm the only one on. But every now and then I follow somebody on the show, right? And, you know, like
right.
The first guy's talking to Bigfoot on a two-way radio. And he's a conspiracy theorist, and then
stuff.
Here I come on,
yeah.
Right? And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell am I going to follow this and be taken seriously, you know? So, and the show host is, you know, oh, here's 2 conspiracy theorists. So I get lumped in with them.
You're killing me, man. You're lumped in with Bigfoot. that's great. It's an honor. It's an honor, Steve, to be there with Bigfoot, man.
Serious, that happened on one show. It was a couple
I know
years
it did.
Ago.
Wasn't it on Coast to Coast?
No, it wasn't.
I think
Coast.
it was okay.
But guys talking to Bigfoot on a two-way radio, and okay, here's 2 conspiracy theorists, and the second guy's going to talk about FDR, and I can hear the audience go,
right.
I know, how the hell am I going to follow this, right?
Actually, the FDR thing would pique my interest, but I know I'm kind of a freak about that. I love the history of America fascinates me, and especially the kind of history that you delve into forbidden history that is not marketed to the masses. And in part one of our show tonight, I told everyone the masses are asses, and they really are. But there's a thing in America. Even Oliver Stone talked about it in his video series about the forbidden history of America that is hardly ever uttered. It's like,
that's
God
very
forbid.
True. That's very true.
But it really happens. Yeah.
I probably should mention my website so people can
Absolutely.
Check out my books and order my books if they want. If you want my books, go to whomurderedbooks.com, whomurderedbooks.com, whomurderedbooks.com. People like things in threes, I've been told. So Father, Son, and
they
the
do.
Holy Spirit, whomurderedbooks.com. There's the third one. So go check it out. If you have, you know, if you're doing Christmas shopping, I'll autograph it for you and I'll number it for you. There's only so many out there. The majority of the books that I sell are an ebook and audiobook all the way around the world. But I mean, if you have somebody who wants the physical book, like some people still do, you know, you can order that, and I'll be happy to autograph that or sign it to whoever you want, if it's a birthday or whatever.
I am one of those. I am a very tangible, tactile guy. I like the physical book, old school style, traditional. Yes. Autographed by the author, preferable.
You know, there's a little bit of a delay between us.
I keep
stepping on you, and I apologize.
That's okay.
So if sometimes you can't hear me, it's because sometimes I'm in parentheses, okay?
Exactly. Well, what happens is during the show, there is that delay. You're right. It's a built-in radio delay. And when they do the processing, they take out a lot of those. So when you hear the playback, it sounds a lot smoother. Yeah. Yeah, there's no issue there. We're all good. Whomurderedbooks.com, folks. Go and get your books now. Christmas, New Year's, St. Patty's Day, what have you. Buy the book. Great gifts. And I've got mine in the studio library. And I'm going to put all yours in when they come out, your latest series that you're working on, et cetera. But so you think the bridge collapse was an accident? That's the prevailing thought. There were a lot of people saying it was a Putin attack and all this stuff, and kind of far-fetched to me. I haven't seen any evidence of that. I think it's an accident, at least right now.
You know, they could have put that ship almost anywhere else, you know.
Right.
I think it was probably an accident, because if it was intended to be an attack or something malicious, which I'm not suggesting that it was, but if we want to play the if game, they wouldn't have called ahead and say close off the bridge and have a May Day. They just would have done it.
I agree.
You know,
that to me
was
the key aspect too. Mm-hmm.
I learned in my neighborhood a long time ago, the guy who tells you that he's gonna beat you up never does. It's the other guy.
Yep. That is
so
true.
Somebody,
that is true.
Know, I mean, you know, a little bit of verbal signaling there. So.
Yeah,
I think it's an accident. I think it's the weirdest accident ever. I can't imagine. There was only like five or six people killed or missing or something, which to me is fantastic.
Yeah.
When you look at a bridge that size, you know, and that thing came down. That bridge came down in the twinkling of an eye, like it was pissed off at the world. This thing came down, boom, you know. And if you were on that bridge, I don't know how you would have made it. You know, an instantaneous drop into cold water. I mean,
it was ready to go. Hate to say it, that bridge was ready to go. Took a little gentle nudge, and it was gone. And I hate to say that, symbolic of America, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, a little nudge, and you know, the doors cave in. That is symbolic to me of where we're headed. You know, it's not going to take much to bring us down. We got 34.5 trillion in debt. We're headed in the wrong direction. Our trajectory is terrible. Our leaders are terrible, our so-called leaders. But how's the weather out there in New York? Are you in the city, or are you in upstate tonight?
I'm not in the upstate. I live in western New York. So I live between Buffalo and Erie, Pennsylvania.
Got it.
So I'm way
Got
west.
It. Okay.
That's why you don't have.
You're way west.
You don't have that accent. Yeah. I mean, we're
a New
we're
York
a different
accent.
Breed.
Yeah, New York. Yeah.
It's funny.
Hey,
all of my
are, yeah,
live
it's
out
totally
west.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Almost all of my friends live out west, and one of them has a watch that's 3 hours fast. So I just told him, move to New York, and you'll be fine. What is this 3 hour thing? It's getting ridiculous, man.
How
I mean,
is the weather up there tonight? Is it stormy?
40.
Is it nice or what?
Nah, it's 40 something. You know, it's
oh
been,
nice,
it was
and cool.
Sunny. I don't think you know the eclipse is going to go right over top of us, and we're not going to see it because clouds are what we do best. You know, I mean,
well,
living here, is
yeah,
like walking. Walking around with a Kool-Aid bowl over your face. That's what this is until about May, you know.
So I've always heard that part of New York in upstate is absolutely gorgeous. I've been to the city, but I heard it's just very, very just beautiful up there. And that's one trip I need to take is Western
yeah,
and upstate New York and go up there. People are totally different, like you said. Very, very nice. You are the heirs or the sons of the revolutionaries, as we all are on this show. You
yeah,
know?
It's interesting. My family came over on the Mayflower, and we
yeah.
are in the, we fought in the Revolutionary War. So there's a lot of, you know, in the Mohawk Valley and all of those battles. And I mean, there's a lot of history in that end. Now, the pretty end
mm-hmm.
of New York is the Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley,
oh,
Saratoga,
yeah.
that is beautiful. You know, I'm at the Niagara Falls end, and that's kind of nice,
mm-hmm.
too, but it doesn't hold a candle to that, man.
Right, right.
But I'm watching
that's
our
what
country
I've always heard.
Unravel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching our country unravel, and it's getting ridiculous. And we're coming up on another election, and it's always the same old nonsense. You know, the people who own the media companies – who are, you know, thoroughly, 30 years ago, nobody cared if you were a Democrat or Republican. No one cared. Now
mm-hmm.
that's all they care about. So the people who own the major media companies, their intention is to fracture America through social media and 24-hour media and piss each side off, you know, with
that's right.
transgender and, you know, what party are you and what's your president and what's your belief and, you know, what's your eye color. I mean, it's just anything to fracture America. So the globe can gobble us up whole, small a little bit
yep.
at a time. And they're doing it. They're doing it. China's buying farmland here because they can't feed themselves and they're running out of fresh water. You know.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. We have a border that is bleeding. And, you know, if it was up to me, what I would do, I'd put landmines at the border. Case
oh,
closed,
hell yeah.
next case. And you know
That's
what?
That's right.
I mean, of course, I'm... You know, Napoleon had a Steve complex, okay? So just to be forewarned, everybody, I'm, you know, when I get my teeth into something, I usually bite down hard, and I would bite down very hard on this. And I hate to say this, but Trump was right. If you don't have borders, you don't have a country. So
I agree.
You know, I would – the hell with the razor wire and all of this political nonsense. I would get the Texas militia involved. I'd have them put up landmines and just, you know – let it be done. And I heard that Mexico is now putting demands on what we can do and what we can't do, and they're trying to dictate to us they want money and this and that. I'm not
oh,
even
yeah.
saying the air what I would. I'm not even going to say in the air what I would do with that. But I think you could well imagine.
Oh yeah.
The reason why.
Oh yeah.
This is all by plan. The reason why people say, oh, well, Biden's not representing us and this and that and the other thing. Well, naturally, he's not representing us. Go, you know, go to a search engine, type in UN Agenda 2030. There are 17
That's right.
goals there. He's trying to satisfy those people. He doesn't care about you. All you did was just put him there.
That's right. That's right.
He is out to satisfy those people. And, you know, talking on the show, if you look at the 17 goals, or actually just even a handful of them, goal 2,
mm-hmm.
5, 7, 13, and 10 I'm going to discuss right now. If you look at those goals and you look at what's on the lamestream media, it's the same. It's the talking points.
It
and
is.
Here we are, goal number 2, end hunger and achieve food security. and improve nutrition. Sounds like a great goal, right? Which is, it's a great goal.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to end hunger. Only America could screw this up with eating
crickets.
Right.
And
oh,
getting
yeah.
rid of beef. And
they want
GMOs.
You to eat bugs. They've said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming.
And GMOs. Now, the new thing with GMOs is they've taken wheat and they've crossbred it with hay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can harvest it more times a year. You can harvest that combination of crossbred GMOs four times a year. Wheat you harvest once a year. Okay?
That's right.
So you can feed more people. Sounds great, right? Until you end up with Crohn's disease and type 2 diabetes and celiac disease and you name it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Only America could screw this up to this level.
I agree. Only
so,
America. We are famous
you know,
for doing that stuff.
If truth
Crazy.
And justice was suddenly introduced into American society, the whole system would collapse. Are you kidding me?
Man.
I mean, how have we screwed this beautiful country up this badly by kowtowing and catering to, you know, BlackRock and whoever the hell else owns us, you know?
BLM. All the lobbyists in D.C., it's just a tragedy. And like I said in the first segment of the show in part one, I said there will be a clash of cultures with these millions of third worlders. And I said, as you well know, we've talked about this before on the phone and whatnot, we're getting all the Haitians. They're going to bring them in to Florida, to DeSantis. They're coming for you. The Palestinians, the Jews are not going to put up with that. The ones that they don't kill in genocide, they're going to dump them probably in Texas is the latest. So we're getting millions of people from Africa, Haiti, Gaza Strip, you know, Mexico and Central America that are the mongrel hordes, what they are. They're coming in. They're going, it's all, as you said, it's all part of the Agenda 2030 plan, which you talked about. The evil UN's behind it and their benefactors. They're puppet masters as well, but the whole design
right.
is to implode America from within, gut us from within.
Well, exactly, and you know what? There are kings and there are kingmakers. You see the kings,
mm-hmm.
you see Biden. You don't see the kingmakers. You don't see the people behind the people who are behind. You don't see those people. They're the ones who are running the world. You know, and here's goal number 10. I'm looking at it right now. UN Agenda 2030. Google it. You don't want to use Google. Use any damn search engine you want. It's out there for all to see. It's not a conspiracy theory. Just do your homework, folks. Look around. Goal number 10, reduce inequality within and among countries. This is why number one economy in the world is America. They want to bring us down because it's goal number 10. And they're doing that with border issues. The only way they're going to do this is turn Texas into a Democrat liberal state. If they get New York,
That's
California,
right.
and Texas, if they get New York, California, and Texas, the other side will never win another election.
And
so
they're going to achieve those goals. They're going to be, they're very achievable. And that's why I told folks, as you have before, that Trump is probably our last Republican president. Like I said, the Haitians and Africans are going to be dumped in Florida, in Texas, and the Palestinians, and the Central Americans. And all of those people are from jackboot, typically big government, socialist, commie thug type nations. They are not going to vote Republican, folks. Because they're, I
well,
love what Rhino said. Well, they're family oriented. It's got nothing to do with it. They want this is the era of the government handout, and they were told go to America, country shop, and our border is wide open, and they're gonna the Democrats will have a lock on power for the next 100 years. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, I have there's no doubt. I mean, look at America was formed by affirming its citizens' rights. All right? All the other countries were formed by denying their citizens' rights. So in order for us to be sucked into this new world order, which they're very desirous to do, our Bill of Rights has to go away. The only way to remove that is to remove the people who defend it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this will happen. You know, they want to bring our economy down to 3 or 4 so we can play nice with the losers. You know, this is this globalist, I don't know what you would even call it. I don't know, socialist experiment has gone global now. And this is why the Democrats are so good at plotting and planning. This is why, and the Republicans do nothing. You know, they every 4
right.
years they sit in the middle of a cornfield and they point and they go, look, we're not them. That's not a plan.
Exactly. It's all they do.
The reason why the Democrats are so much better than we are and so much more organized, and they have a better list of dirty tricks, and Republicans are dirty tricks too. And when I say this, I have to tell you this. I don't care how you vote. I don't care if you vote. I don't care. Pull your lever, pick your party. I don't care. I'm just saying it the way I see it. Okay. The globalists are the ones, the rest of the country, the rest of the globe are feeding the Democrats the plan. That's why they're so organized. That's why they're better foot soldiers. They have better generals. They have better field generals. Case in point, okay? A couple years ago they made a big deal out of this bathroom, this unisex bathroom thing, right? And I thought it was a big to-do, and I thought to myself, what a stupid thing. Why the hell would anybody even think about doing this? Who the hell cares, right? Then once they got those established, all of a sudden we have a transgender problem to use those unisex bathrooms. Okay?
Right.
This has all been – it was a plan. It was a one-step plan, a two-step plan. They have multiple-step plans, and I love how this transgender thing is pissing off the feminists. Because now you have guys in female sports. That's how fast the Democrats will turn on a dime on you. They've thrown the feminist overboard. And it's a shame because guys have no business. Transgender guys have no business in girls' sports. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Which, goal number 5. UN agenda, goal number 5, look it up. Achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When did equality turn into empowerment? Very interesting semantics there when it comes to verbiage, right? And it's look at America. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. But you know what? They're doing it, and they're hiding the real thing. They don't want equality. They want to run everything. There's more on earth than men. There's more women on earth than men. There's more women in college than men. There's more women with 4-year degrees than men. There's more women in the workforce than men. You're not a minority. It's a lie. It needs to end. They're running a lie. I hate to say that, and I'm not trying to throw darts. They're just facts. Look it up. Not that way because I say it's that way, folks. It's that way because that's the way it is. Look it up. So, again, this is goal number 5, UN Agenda 2030. You can almost look at their goals and watch our media, and you can see who Biden is working for. Trump pissed those people off, and he paid a price.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he didn't
want to go along with the climate thing, and he said, you know, I'm America first. I'm president of the United States, not president of the world. See you later. Pissed him off. He paid a price. He paid a price. And he's still paying the price. This is why they're you know, throwing a Washington Monument at this guy, trying to – it's election interference.
Yeah, literally, literally.
I mean, children could figure this out, you know.
You've got communists there, Letitia up there in New York, and the attorney general and all these people and all these prosecutors in Manhattan trying to seize Trump's assets. I mean, this is Bolshevism 101. If you can't beat them – we're going to impoverish you. I've always said the leftist fantasy, their political fantasy, is to have Trump in chains, impoverished, where they fine him that, you know, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 million, take all of his assets, all of his golf courses, all of his hotels, take his wealth, take the white man's wealth,
because Trump is the epitome of whitey and white privilege in America to the rabid leftists, and seize it, take it, and then they can say, ha-ha, this is your leader. Now look at your leader, MAGA people. Mm-hmm. He's in prison. He's in jail. We have destroyed him. And there's nothing you can do about it, because we know deep down you're all a bunch of weak cuts. And you'll talk a big game, but nobody will do anything about it. And I hate to say it, Democrats are right, because what are the rhinos and what is the Republican Party? Oh, well, Trump's out. Let's now go to Nikki Haley. Let's now go to whoever is the flavor of the day. And that's what they do. And they don't fight. They don't stand their ground. They talk a big game of it. But I'm a doer, not a talker. I'm both, actually. I mean what I say and say what I mean, and I know you're the same, the exact same way. But my case in point is January the 6th, and you're Sicilian, I'm German-Italian, and if we were in the Roman legions, okay, I would never lead men into battle and then get back in my limo and go back to the White House. I always tell people that was not an insurrection. But at the same time, Trump's warriors were in D.C., and he marched them down to the Capitol. And my point is this. You shouldn't have even marched him down to the Capitol, knowing full well it's going to be a disaster. And what are you going to end up doing? You can't be part of that. They're going to whisk you away, right, in the presidential limo, which is exactly what they did. But Trump's never met with those people or visited the jail. And that's my big criticism of him, is they fought for him, whether right, wrong, or indifferent. But he's rarely mentioned them, but he teases the audience with, well, you know, if you elect me, I might pardon a few. If you give me a second chance, it's going to be huge, America. It's going to be huge. And I look at that, and I just cringe, man. Those guys, a couple of them, they're all in jail, and they're still in prison by the hundreds, you know?
I think,
crazy.
I think that he's smart enough to know that's political suicide if he does that. But you're right. I'll give you a little history lesson.
Don't march him down. Don't march him down to the Capitol, because in a weird way, he set him up. He said, come here, stop the steal. And then my big thing is, okay, that's great. You should have disbanded everything right there. But when you said we're going to the Capitol, that was the big mistake in my book.
Kind of set up. What they did was they set him up two ways. The speech that he gave on January 6th, he told everybody to go peacefully and don't cause a problem. So I don't think it was his intention to do anything like that. But they don't play that on the lamestream media. You think Rachel Maddow is going to play that? No, I'm not bloody thinking
about
that. Okay. So here's the second. So he was set up that way, and they do anything they can. The magic of editing, right? So the second way they set him up is a little history lesson on Martin Luther King. I was friends with Mark Lane, who's an attorney, huge attorney, civil rights attorney, who represented Martin Luther King's assassin. And he did a lot of legwork. And there's a book out there, Codename Zorro. It's written by Mark Lane. It's a great read. And I'll give you the tiny little thumbnail of it. What happened was, Martin Luther King was doing sit-ins, and he was crippling cities. He was shutting down bus lines, and he had pissed the government off so badly, they wanted to get rid of him, but they couldn't because he was peaceful. Okay? So what they did, they infiltrated his group with CIA and FBI agents, and they started causing violence. And that turned the tide against him, and then he ended up dead. They did the same thing with Trump. It's the same playbook. Okay, what they did on January 6th, if you go to a Trump rally or if you've ever watched one on television, they're peaceful, right?
Right.
January 6th, you see people in combat gear with pads on and helmets on, with MAGA shirts on, and they're busting up the Capitol building.
Right.
Those people were plants. They were not
right.
part of Trump's people, okay? And they did that, why? To turn the tide against him, and voila, here you go. So here's my thing. The whole thing was a setup, all right? Von, if somebody let
mm-hmm.
you into the Capitol building, would you know where Nancy Pelosi's office was?
No.
I wouldn't have a damn clue.
I wouldn't have a damn clue.
How come these people
yeah.
who got in there knew right where to go?
They did. I agree.
Good question, isn't it? Because the whole thing.
Yeah, very good question. It was.
So, I
but
mean, I was born.
My
tonight,
thing is that I wish Trump was a little bit smarter, that he could have avoided that. Because my only thing is, yeah, it's a setup, but at the same time, I always felt he should have pardoned everybody who was, quote unquote, nonviolent that day before he left office. Because the Democrats have had that political football that they've been thrown at the right wing for several years now. And it's going to continue. They're never going to let that go. And
yeah. oh,
they're
no.
still in prison.
Because it's working.
And they're still in jail. Just a big tragedy
yeah.
all the way around.
Trump, you know, I mean, there's things that, you know, sometimes I cringe when he talks because it's almost like his mouth is falling down the stairs when he's talking. It's like, oh, man.
Right.
You know, he should have had someone around him advising him, telling him, don't do that. Don't do this.
Yeah.
You know, would he listen to those people? I don't know. But, I mean, he should have
right.
known that they were going to hang him that way.
Oh, yeah. It's obvious.
That's
how they get you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know. I'm weird. You know, I think differently than most people do. I can stay up 2-3 nights at a time and work and not get tired. I'm a weirdo. I figured out a long time ago, Von, if I put instant coffee in my microwave oven, I can go back in time. Okay. So, I'm weird. I think differently than most people do, which is why my books are weird. Right. I'm still grinding an axe over Trump about that vaccine and Operation Warp Speed. I still can't get over this one.
He
Why
did that.
Why would you do
yep.
that?
Well,
so,
I will tell you. Yeah. I'll just a lot of people say that Trump, God forbid, there is it's a rising wing of the conspiracy theorists to say that Trump is nothing but controlled opposition to the right wing of America. And that is why he does a lot of things that a Democrat would do, because he used to be a Democrat, and he does everything half-assed. For example, the border. The wall was never built. He talked a big game of it being built. He talked incessantly. In 2016, we're going to have a wall. We're just going to have it. It's priority number one, right? He leaves in 4 years. The wall was not completed or built. What's your take on that?
I don't know if he had enough time. I think that they kept him pretty busy in those 4 years. I know he built some of it. I don't know how much. I wouldn't have put up a wall. I just would have put landmines up. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I wouldn't have wasted the money on the wall. I think the majority of the cash for clunkers metal ended up in the wall. My opinion. But, you know, that Operation Warp Speed, they actually had to change the definition of a vaccine, because a vaccine for me is one and done. See you later, right?
Right.
And, you know, when you put out an experimental vaccine, guess what you are? You're a lab rat. They haven't finished this. They haven't finished
mm-hmm.
the trial. They still haven't finished the trial. The polio vaccine took a long time for them to finish the trial. So
mm-hmm.
he was probably pushed by someone around him or the other side or something to do something, put out a vaccine that was untested. And guess what? He made the American people the laboratory study. And that I have problems with. You know,
I do too.
He also, one of the major drug companies donated a couple million dollars to his inauguration. I have problems with that too. So there's things going on behind the scenes. Of the two leaders that looks like we're going to have, it's going to be Biden, it's going to be Trump, and RFK Jr. is rattling his sword and making some noise right now. I think that you know, I think that Trump is the better leader than Biden is. Is he perfect? No.
Oh hell yeah.
Nope. I don't think that Trump is perfect. I'm certainly not.
God, no.
I mean, I've done things that I wish I had back. Earlier today, I've done a couple things and said a couple things to somebody in Hollywood I wish I had back. But you know, that's the way of the world. So I think Trump is Foursquare America, which is going to piss off the globe. Are they going to steal this election?
Oh, absolutely. You're damn right they are.
How do you think they'll do it?
Well, they're going to use the same methodology, and a lot of their methodology is secret. We don't know all of it. In fact, we don't really know to this day. Well, we know, generally speaking, you know, Trump won and up until about 2 a.m. on election night, right? Because I left the Gladiators Ranch in Scottsdale or North Phoenix and came back, and we said Trump won, and he did. Hands down, Trump won. My phone was blowing up, I'm sure, as yours was. And I was calling people and texting them. I said, don't say Trump's the winner until we really find out the results. Like, oh, no, man, you're too cautious. Oh, no, he's in it. We won. We're the winners. And I went, whoa. I said, look, it's not over to the fat lady sings. And I knew the Democrats, and I talked about this on my show. I said, they're going to do something in the wee hours of the morning, from 3 to 6, 7 a.m. And that's exactly what happened. There was massive vote tallies that were off from the voting machines to the actual counts. And by the morning, the mass media was in on it, and they announced to the world that Trump lost. And Biden was your new president, right? So in the middle of the night, he stole the election. So, to me, Biden or Gavin Newsom, who's ever going to be the nominee, the real nominee, is going to win. I do not see Trump winning. I want to be wrong. We need Trump. I want him to win. But I've told people before on my show, I'm the only one on the radio predicting a blue wave. Because, to me, if you're bringing in millions and millions of people that don't like conservative politics from Africa, Haiti, and Mexico, they're going to vote blue because that's where they get their benefits from. And they're all going to get signed up this summer, man. They're going to get signed up by the Democrat operatives on the ground to vote blue. And they are a peasant class of people. And peasants do what they're told. They do not bite the hand that feeds them. Democrats say, we'll give you jobs. We brought you in the country. You owe us. We're going to stop by your refugee center with a bus. You better be there. And those local Democrat people with the clipboards, you know, your hardcore leftists, they're going to make damn sure Jose and Maria from Guatemala are on that bus. And so Mandingo from Africa in Haiti, they're going to be on those buses being bused to polling centers or instant voter registration, and the next line will be vote for Biden for the Democrat nominee. And that's how they're going
to
steal
it this time. It's going to be interesting to see how the whole thing pans out. The January 6th thing is looming over his head, and he needs to address it, and he hasn't. That's big.
I agree.
I know some people who are on the fence, and that's what they keep coming back to. And once they get something, the mainstream media, once they get it in the in their arsenal, they fire that bullet over and over and over and over and over again. Just like
sure.
Russian collusion, right? I mean, it got to the point where if Trump had Russian dressing on his salad, he was a Russian agent. I mean, it was getting ridiculous. They kept firing that bullet over and over and over again. Another thing he's losing.
Because it works. Because it works.
Of course. They know. Another thing you're losing on is Goal 7 and Goal 13 of the UN agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Goal 7 is ensure access to affordable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. Goal 13 is to take urgent action on climate change. Trump doesn't do that. He's losing hard.
Right.
Okay. So this is why we have this top-down governmental totalitarianism forcing these electric vehicles. Because when Biden goes over there to one of their meetings, the G12, G27, whatever it is, they're not talking about anything big. All Biden and his minions are doing over there, they're being told what to do. How you coming with those electric vehicles, Joe? Oh, we're working diligently on it, sir. That's what's going on. They are running America, all right? Joe Biden is
right.
Running America. The electric vehicle push, they don't work. Ford lost $4 billion. With a B, $4 billion on these electric vehicles because nobody wants them,
That's right.
We finally had a winter where it was cold, and guess what? You're riding around on a golf cart with a battery. You think the battery's going to work in Western New York where I live? Yeah, kind of thinking not, all right? Here's a scary scenario for you, all right? That hurricane that hit Florida, I know this happened to one person. I won't mention the name, and I think you know him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They were in an EV. It was a Tesla. They had half a charge. All right. They were in Orlando. They couldn't get out of Florida.
That's right.
Because a half a charge won't take you out of Florida. They couldn't find a charging station. They died on the side of the road. They went through the hurricane on the side of the road. This is not going to work. And they're going to learn the hard way or the harder way that they got to get this crap figured out. It's not going to work. Another thing, solar,
totally
windmills, all of this is coming from the UN agenda banging this down our throats. All right. Now, Trump, he dropped out of the Paris Accord. And the reason he dropped out, because they spent $1 trillion and it lowered the temperature a half a point. There's no reason to do this,
I know.
So meanwhile, you've got we don't, America doesn't own the world. Imagine that, Democrats. Okay. So here we are over here, trying to charge our house with static electricity. You have to take off a sweater quick to cook the microwave, right? To use the static electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you've got China, you've got India. You've got Russia. They're billowing crap up into the atmosphere, the likes of which you wouldn't even believe. You can't even see in China. Come, they're not abiding by the same rules.
Oh, well,
so
they're
Trump
communists.
Saw this.
Right.
Well,
they're part of the solution.
Sure. Trump saw this and said, I'm not doing it. So, he got his comeuppance. But now they have a new thing, and this is the UN again. They have electric boats. Now they want to make electric boats. Now, if this is not the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, I'm sure I have no idea what is. Okay? These boats, you charge them up. The battery is about the size of the boat. It's huge. You charge this thing up. It takes forever to charge up. It goes 3 miles an hour. It goes for 2 miles. Okay? So I get my luxury yacht, gigantic battery. Put aside for a second, if you will, riding on a power cell surrounded by water. Put that aside for a second. You don't need to be Faraday to figure out there might be an electrocution problem. Okay, put that aside just for a second.
Right.
Okay, so you get 2 miles out into the ocean or in the lake or wherever you're going, where are you going to charge?
guess what? You're going to be adrift. There's no charging station there. Have these people completely lost their minds? I mean, well, the answer is yes.
Well, yeah, they have. And they want you to die. It's all part of the depopulation program. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
They'll get a lot of people. You're right. They'll drift out to sea. They'll die of exposure. Sure. Or if the boat capsizes, your shark bait, you know?
What? Yeah, really. I mean, what kind of dope are these people smoking? Really? I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Oh, it's going to be some good stuff. I mean, it's going to be some really good stuff, man.
Did you know? Yeah, really. Did you know that they're trying? You know this. They're trying really hard to make America fat, sick, stupid, and dependent.
Absolutely.
Because we used to be cowboys. You're not telling us what to do. The hell with you. All right? We're not that anymore. They're trying to make us we were an individualist culture. They're trying to make us a collectivist culture, just like China, just like all the rest of them. You know, that's how they're going to do it.
So true.
Right? They've got our bodies really haven't changed in a couple hundred thousand years, probably a million years. Right? Every engine needs the right fuel. I can't take diesel and put it in a gas engine. It's going to go haywire.
Right.
So what they're doing with this GMO and all this crap is they're putting these new chemicals, these hypercarbs and these hypersugars, and they're putting them into this ancient machine that we walk around in. I call my body a defective meat suit. That's what I call my body. they're putting all of these new chemicals, hyperchemicals, into this ancient machine we're walking around in. It's going haywire. And our food in America is outlawed in 72 other countries. I don't know if people know that or not. The GMOs, all of the pesticides, all of this stuff. Our food is illegal in other countries. I was in Ireland a couple years ago, and they don't eat like this. It's all grass-fed. It's all real, good, wholesome food. I'm half Irish, too, by the way. So I'm Sicilian-Irish, which is why I will not... Which is why I will never have a beer with you. You don't drink with anybody Sicilian Irish, but Ireland's got it figured out. The UK's got it figured out. You know, we're the experiment of the world.
Yes, we
Can
are.
Can they bring America down? Can they fracture us and get us at war with ourselves? Can they make us fat, dumb, and dependent? Sure they can. Can they flood our borders?
They want us to kill each other in a civil war. They really want a civil war that will do their dirty work for them. They would love that more than anything. A civil war in America.
The problem is we don't have the ambition to do a civil war. These people, you know what a civil war would look like today? These people are trying to fight a revolution on Facebook, for God Almighty. I mean, you know, 200 years is a big difference, you know?
Oh, totally. And I've always said if the Chinese tanks ever ran through or the UN tank armies into America, if they ever invaded, most Americans would take out their iPhone, their cell phone, and take a selfie with the invading tank army. They wouldn't even think, oh, I've got to grab my rifle, be a Minuteman 1776 style, and go fend off the invading foe. Oh, no. Now it's selfie time. And competition of who can post it first to the internet. That's all they care about.
Oh, yeah.
And how many likes they get and check marks and reposts. That's what most Americans would do. So Red Dawn Invasion would be a million Americans pulling out their iPhones and taking snapshots, selfies with the invasion army. That's exactly what they would do.
Or their phones, and they say, hey, Google, how do you stop a tank?
Oh, yeah,
that's
exactly. Or go to AI. Yeah. Alexa, I have a question for you.
I'll tell you what. How much time do we have?
We got 10 minutes. Plenty of time.
Okay. In that 10 minutes, I have to talk about AI, and I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
You know, I work in tech. I understand what AI can do and what AI can't do. Stephen Hawking warned everybody about AI. Elon Musk warned everybody about AI. Okay. AI has, they've been working on this for about, I think, 12 years to get it to the point where half of Hollywood is out of work now.
That's right.
If you watch the movie The Irishman, their faces were all done in AI. All right, we're way past that technology now, but there are no set builders, there's no stuntmen, there's no makeup artists, they're all gone. I'm dealing with Hollywood now on books because they want to do a series on my books. Hollywood is shut down. Coming to a town near you, all right, we're not going to need web designers, you're not going to need anybody in digital marketing, you're not going to need coders, you're not going to need programmers, you're not going to need customer service people, and this is just off the top of my head. So in the next three to 5 years, 30% of your jobs are going to be gone. So here's a food for thought. And again, I think differently than most people. I really do. You take a fiscal, say you take a full two fiscal sectors out of the economy, not American economy, the world economy. All right. Think about the amount of people you're going to put out of work. 30% of the people are going to be out of work. Who the hell's going to support them all? Nobody.
I have the answer. This ties in with the guaranteed income. The guaranteed income that the Democrat liberals want. Yeah.
This is the great financial reset that they want. And it's being forced down your throat. And I tell you what, if you fast forward this in 10 years, we're going to go back to an agrarian society, and you're going to have AI robotic sentinels watching you.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be
– absolutely.
This is going to be bad, bad stuff.
Hell on earth. It'll be hell on earth.
Oh, my God, yes. And AI is not your friend. It's odd to me.
No.
And, you know, the lamestream media, the same people who told you that NAFTA was a great idea are telling you AI is a great idea. All right?
Yeah.
You know, a little red flag should go up somewhere and go, oh, my God. You know, and what is Biden thinking about with AI? First of all, he puts the giggling goofball there, Harris. He puts her, and she's the AI czar. I mean, she can't even spell AI. She's so stupid. All right. So then they put her in charge of it, and the only thing that he's worried about are the search engine results going to be are they going to be equality, or are they going to favor men?
Right.
This is what he's worried about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what planet is this idiot on? I mean, really.
I know.
And I don't understand why do they hold power so long when they clearly – you know, wouldn't somebody in Nancy Pelosi's family say, hey, you know, Nancy, you know, you're a liquor-soaked goofball. It's time to go home. You know?
Right.
They just keep power.
No, they keep power and they keep their money. And really in the halls of power is where you make the money. You get the inside tips. They all trade the stock market. And they're told where to put the money to grow it. You know, the salary, as you well know, is like 165 grand a year for a congressman, maybe 180, 85 for a senator. They can go up there with maybe 1 million net worth. In 10 years, they're worth $200 million. Do the math,
and
folks.
And I'll tell you what, there's election tampering going on beyond what they're doing to Trump and its stock market. All right? The stock market's peaking 40,000 and everybody's thinking, oh, the economy's great, the economy's great. Wrong. The economy is not great. What's happening is the other countries around the world don't trust their markets, so they're dumping their money in our market, making it artificially go up. Everybody's dumping money in these AI stocks, all right? It's a huge bubble. It's going to have to
happen. We talked about that. Yep. Huge bubble. NVIDIA stock. NVIDIA. I told you I have two friends that are now – I wish I had done it. I did it. I thought AI was a flash in the pan. Well, I knew it was going to come, but I thought AI wasn't going to really be here for about 10, 15 years. AI got here 10 years faster
than I thought. That's how scary it is. And I didn't like it, like you. I said, I'm not putting a plug nickel on that. Screw it. That's the New World Order thing. I'm not going to buy into it. Well, while I was saying that, my buddy in the East Valley, he saved $20,000. No, sorry. Yeah, 20 grand in NVIDIA back in the day. He's now worth $1 million in NVIDIA stock. It's now $915 a share. And he bought it at $82 a share. $82.
Good for him.
Yeah. But I give the guy credit. He said, I said, you went against all the laws of investing. He said, I don't know what it was. I said, dude, you got lucky. Because that pony you bet on, and you know, you're supposed to diversify, right? He did not diversify. He put everything in NVIDIA.
Well,
at $82 a share.
Diversification means you're always going to have a loser.
That's right.
That's what that means.
That's right.
Wall Street and Main
diversity.
Street are totally different. Right.
They are.
Wall Street and Main Street are totally, totally different. And they keep looking at these artificial, you know, Main Street is our mess. Wall Street is the world, putting money, throwing money around, okay?
Yeah.
So they keep saying, oh, the unemployment rate is down so low. They're not giving anybody unemployment extensions anymore. So
that's
as soon
right.
as you're off, you're off. So the less people who
and
are
you're
on
off
it,
the government rolls.
It gives
yeah.
the illusion that the things are great. Things are not great. Food costs are out of control. I don't think I've ever seen inflation like this in my life. And you know what? We keep spending money. Why is it that we're trying to do peace among the Jews with their war, but nobody's talking about peace among Ukraine? Nobody. We're
right.
those people brokering peace. We just keep spending money, get the printing presses going, and we're going to print ourselves into oblivion.
We are. And America will collapse at some point. I hate to say it, folks. We told you for years to get ready. SurviveMax.com. And even on the last show, we had the DirtyManSafe.com. And all of you should get those. If you use the code PATRIOT10 on DirtyManSafe.com, say you're a Von Wehunt show listener, you get 10% off. And that's awesome, too. What gets me, Steve, is our government cares. They desperately care about the Ukrainian border. And they desperately care about the Israeli border. They don't give a rat's ass about our border. See, that's where yeah. this nation's back ass, where we care so much about the Taiwan border with China, Ukraine and Israel. NATO's got a border. But when it comes to America, they go, it's America. They just sort of shrug. We'll put a Band-Aid on it. Throw out some Border Patrol agents to go right in a Jeep or a truck. It's just a big smokescreen. It's a big clown show. And everyone's just sick of it, man, you know, just sick of it.
Well, because they're told not to do anything about it because we have to come down a rank or two. They're told not
right.
to do anything. The UN is running the show telling them not
that
to do
is right.
America's got another problem. They're talking about America's always backed the Jews. We've been the Jews' best friend forever and ever and ever. But now we have a problem. There are so many Palestinians and Palestinian sympathizers who has leaked into this country over the last 10 or 15 years in college campuses and here and there and everywhere. Now America's actually sewed its ass to its face. So who do we support? We were always supported the Jews, but now all of these Palestinians are having a fit and they're marching in this and that. Which political pressure do you bow to? America's got a problem.
Right.
We have an identity problem, and we better get this figured out.
That's a great way to put it. America's got a big identity problem. God, is that the understatement of the evening or what? So
yeah,
true. Well, what I always tell folks is this. Israel has a right to exist by UN Charter 1948. But I always ask folks, what benefit? Because I'm a true blue, as you are, America first guy, not Israeli first.
I'm not Bolivia first. I'm not Ukraine first or Mexico first. I'm America first. So what benefit do we get by being that hooked up with a little Jewish country in the Middle East that's hated worldwide, surrounded by enemies? I mean, they don't have oil for us. They don't have gold. They've got some shrines that are from the, you know, the times of Jesus. I get all that. But my point is, we get very little benefit hooking our wagon to Israel. If I was president, I would say, Israel, you're like any other country. I'm going to cut you off. You're a very rich country. You don't need American taxpayer money. We will be friends, but we're not going to be hooked up with you in lockstep with our foreign policy. In other words, I want America to do its own thing. I want America to be free. Maybe on some issues we'll support Israel. Others we won't. And we'll have, because we're America first. The problem is the Jewish lobby, AIPAC, is the biggest lobby in America. And most Americans don't know that. And they control the levers of power. And they'll never let us have that divorce from Israel. What are your thoughts, sir?
You know, the political parties in America have an identity crisis. The Democrats used to be worried about social issues here. What was good for us here. And the Republicans were always poking our nose in everywhere else, right? We were the ones that were here. We were the ones that were there. And, you know, now all of a sudden everything's flip-flopped. Ask Ron and McDaniel.
It's true.
Everything is flip-flopped. Everything's upside down, flip, rubble, bubble, cake. Remember that from the Flintstones?
Yeah.
But it's true. What are we doing in any of these countries? I mean, it makes no sense. The changing of the Republican Guard is great, and it needed to happen because that party also has an identity crisis. Ron and McDaniel needed to go. The Republicans, when I keep saying we, when I reference me with a Republican, I'm a conservative who would conserve something. All right. If that aligns with being a Republican, so be it. I think I'm going to vote Republican because I think Trump is the best choice for the country. Ron and McDaniel had no business in charge of the RNC. We won nothing under her. She was a disaster, just like Mittens Romney there. Was that her father, Mitt Romney?
I believe they're related. I believe they are. But go ahead, sir.
These people are rhinos. They're rhinos, okay? Just like Twitch McConnell. He needs to go. He needed to go 10 years ago. He's married to a Chinese. She's a Chinese spy.
Yes. She is.
He should have been thrown out on his unholy ass 10 years ago. You know, I'm thrilled that finally the Republicans need the Democrats because we need this teeter-totter in this country to make our country strong. So, I mean, the Democrats need to get it going, too. They need to refine themselves because they're acting like Republicans. People say, I had a friend the other day said, well, Republicans start all the wars. Really? Woodrow Wilson, World War One, FDR, World War II, Kennedy and FDR.
Americans
Vietnam,
are so ignorant of their history. Yeah, that's just a soundbite from Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. That's all that really is.
Oh, naturally. I mean, that's why I write about history that people don't know about. That book on FDR, they had no idea that FDR died in front of two spies. Had no idea.
That's right.
Had no idea. Anyway, I have two books coming out this year. I have Who Murdered Tesla, and I have Who Murdered JFK. I will reserve your book. Send me an email and say, I want the book, and give me your information. And send it to iwantthebook@yahoo.com. If you want to get the rest of my books, okay, you can also pop me a note here. Go to whomurderedbooks.com. If you want me to come on your show, I'll be happy to. Just fill out a request form. If you want to say hi, say hi. You know, if you want to give me some feedback, that's fine, too. If you send me a death threat, I won't reply to you.
But some men might come to your door.
Javon, we
got to
do our own show. I'm telling you, Javon, we got to do our own show. We're going to have to start another show.
We can do it. We can do it.
I mean, hell, I'm not sleeping now, you know. Like I said, you know, in the middle of the night, I'm up trying to round off infinity, and I keep coming up with 3.5 left over, and I can't make it work.
Well, great minds think alike. What doesn't think out, the other one does, you know? Love it, man. Well, Steve Lubaney, it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight. We covered a lot of ground, and I want one more plug for your books or SurviveMax.com. One more time for our waiting audience. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, SurviveMax.com is your one-stop shop for all of your camping or hiking or survival or prepper stuff. The site's in its infancy. There's more stuff coming. Check it out. Browse around. If you send us some feedback, if there's something on there that you want that's not there, you know, reach out. Books. I have Who Murdered Elvis out. I have Who Murdered Diana out. I have Who Murdered FDR out. This year I'm putting out two books. I'm putting out Who Murdered Tesla, which is really going to be a hot book, and Who Murdered JFK. I don't do pre-orders. If you want those two books, Tesla and JFK, send me an email. I want the book at yahoo.com, and just give me your information so I can reach out to you when it's ready, and I will make sure you get an autographed copy and a numbered copy. And that's about
that
it for
so
my
awesome.
Dementia.
I love it. We'll have a great night up there in New York. Thanks for being on the Von Wiehunt Show. We appreciate you. Great, great call. We talked about politics. Steve and I have sat back, smoked our stogies, had a glass or a shot or two of some alcoholic beverages, and we have dictated war and peace to the nations. And, hey, it's been great talking geopolitics with you and current events and your books and Hollywood and SurviveMax.com and everything. We'll do it again soon, sir. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk soon. You know it.
Bye, Von. Bye, everybody. Take care. Have a good night.
Thanks, Steve. Good night, sir. Thank you. Well, Steve Lubaney, world-famous author there. Who murdered FDR? Who murdered Diana? Who murdered Elvis? Elvis Presley. Well, I own those books, and they're awesome. They're really, really cool. We will be back in a flash, as they say in the comic book world.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden. This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
The train of America is coming off the tracks. We need to tell you to prepare, prepare, prepare. Check out Steve's books. SurviveMax.com. And last week, don't forget, DirtyManSafe.com. It's the economy, stupid. That's what I call this next audio segment. Hope you enjoy it.
So how does this all end, you ask? The institutional investor thinks badly. We have two Americas right now. We have the America where people have excess money in the markets, and they are chasing three exciting narratives: AI, crypto, stock. In the face of irrationality in the marketplace, and the FOMO is getting out of control, that's the fear of missing out. And you have the other America who, despite what the media says or what The installed President Biden says the Consumer Price Index claims they can't even afford their rent, they can't afford food, and they can't afford to take their kids to Disneyland, the daycare, or even to the movies on the weekend. That's not a good recipe for the American future, the haves and the have-nots. This divide continues economically speaking. The American experiment of 1776, and I dare say capitalism itself, well, they are all at risk of failure, all at risk of collapse, all at risk of annihilation as we find our nation on the brink yet again, gentlemen.
We have the deplorables. We have the critical thinking skills that the nation desperately needs. We have the reading comprehension skills that could run circles around millennials and Generation Z. Sorry, guys. We know you're out there listening. We love you. But it's true. It's not all their fault. They have been given a terrible educational system, yet society expects them to understand what's going on. The Von Wien Show is inspirational to many, informational to many more. We'll fill in the blanks that are in your mind of the time and space continuum. We love history. And the war, Bell, the times of war, you call it that, the winds of war, hate to say it, but they're all over the world right now. And we hope and pray for peace. But we all know, as I've always told you, that our enemies seek and love war. And they want to bring war to America. And they want to, as Steve said, they want to bring America down a few notches. And that's their express goal with the UN Agenda 2030. They want to bring us down to their level. We must fight back, and we shall.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
Damn right. Well, all tyrannies rule through fraud and force. But once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force. Never forget that. George Orwell. Your enemies will be forced, pun intended, to use exclusive force on you and me. Force is a fundamental power in the universe. We know that they want to seize America. And once unleashed, we must defeat them all. Will there be communist leaders? Yes. The American Bolshevik has been resurged, recharged. Empowered women of the Democrat and Marxist Party are an extremely destructive force, in my view, and history backs me up on this. Empowered women always avidly ally themselves with outsider interests opposed to your country, such as all the female activists at the border welcoming in the invaders who attack the American family. Empowered women undermine the patriarchal natural order of things. They support subversive revolutions and candidates. Empowered women are easily recruited saboteurs. The Von Wien Show will never give the red any rest, rest assured. Cultural enrichment was never anything but a war against us, period. Though I am not here to parrot Fox News or the RNC or any other news agency, and no one's paying me to say anything, as you well know. God forbid if America is going to be targeted in the future for a massive terrorist attack. We hope this never happens, but if it does, will you be ready? Don't say it won't happen here. Happened in Israel. Happened in Moscow very recently. It's going to happen here at some point in the future in America. And you know America's nickname around the world, the Great Satan? Just saying, folks. Just saying. Well, with that, we're really short on time. End of our show. We'll bring on our tech wizard, the Irish pirate. Really, and now the show. Iris, welcome to the Von Wien Show. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm getting there very quickly. I've been hearing a lot of interesting points, especially we are having to inform America because of what they don't know. Still think that the biggest scare that this show is having to take on is people think that we're going to be able to fix the problem top down. It's got to be the biggest. And so I don't know about other people, but my solution is going to be bottom up. I've made moves recently to get myself out of the bad of the worst of the politics. There's some things you can do for yourself, not just by being prepared for war, but by being prepared for peace. And nobody knows how to do that, and it's freaking me out. For the longest time, for example, I've been showing people, look at the trees. They look different now. Look at the weather. It's different now. I'll give you an example. I think it was 2 weeks ago, there was a forecast for the Bay Area in California. High 51, low 41 with snow flurries. And nobody went weird on that. They just threw it out there, and nobody said, that's stupid. How do you have snow flurries at 41 degrees for a low? Nobody said anything. And this is the kind of world, unfortunately, that if I didn't do something, I would have trouble sleeping at night. I mean, it's just absolutely upside down. And that's exactly how they're going to get you, is to where you think this is normal. This is how we're going to live the rest of our lives. The reality is National Weather Service has one particular group of people writing their scripts for so-called weather reports, which I believe is Northrop Grumman, and then Raytheon writes the other one for NOAA. I might have that backwards. But it's just all top-down, the whole thing, even the Disneyland thing, top-down. It doesn't make money. It's just, you know, actually, I think that the reason they write these forecasts is just to see how you'll react to them. I really do. I think it's no different than when we watch cartoons or porn or anything else. You know, were you really interested in this zero information product? Were you really interested in doing absolutely nothing for your own personal gain today? That's the thing I'm seeing. And I don't know what I'm going to do necessarily tomorrow for my own personal gain, but I do know one thing. I want control of it. I want to be able to do whatever it is takes, not only to keep me happy, satisfied, but the people around me. And if I have to train somebody, and I believe I will, I believe that all of us are going to have to be more involved with our skills. Whatever we have that we learned through the experience of life and that type of thing, we're going to have to teach it to others who either can't do it anymore, such as airline pilots, or in this case, we've learned a little thing about even boat pilots. I mean, the thing that went on in Baltimore was clearly not similar to the Exxon Valdez. That was a drunk captain with a bunch of people had no idea what they were doing. These were experts. These are people that knew each other. These are people who, on a good day, would never get into an accident like that. But so many things were working against them. The fuel was bad. There were no lifeboats on this boat, even, you know, tugboats, excuse me. There's supposed to be five of them. There were zero. At least three electronic backup systems had to fail for the excuse that they're using of what happened in Baltimore to happen. Kind of story we're getting more and more often. Machines, you know, voting machines fail. Everything that's out there, we were depending on something that failed us. And they want you to believe this is normal. They want you to believe that this is going to be perpetual. They want you to believe that this is the end of your country because we say so. And the answer is, when you press on people like Von Wehunt and many members of this audience, you're starting a problem. You haven't ended one. And all we have to do is make the realistic attempt to fix that problem without using a top-down approach, and I think we'll be able to win. Even now, there's so many more of us than there are of the people pushing down on you. And it's going to be very difficult for someone to have control of you when you know that they are defrauding you. They're going to have to resort to power only, and they don't have that much power anymore. They're losing it. Somebody wrote very recently, Why the New World Order is Dead. That was kind of a good read. I liked that. I like the one about, everybody that's out there putting bunkers up because they think something's going to happen on this planet. How much food, how much oxygen, how much, with all the gazillions of dollars they have to start, they're only thinking 10 months ought to do it. Even with their riches, they're insane. What they're creating is going to be, for the rest of our lives, the planet will never be the same. And we're talking physically, let alone politically, you know, and let alone spiritually. I mean, Jesus said he's going to have to come back sooner or later because we're going to mess the whole thing up. We're capable of being 100% deceived, says the Bible. And I agree with that. I can see how that can be done. You could scare the living bejesus out of all of us with something that may not be real. You could tell us a bunch of bad sciences and bad philosophies and all this other stuff, and maybe way too many of us will believe it. But the moment we believe in ourselves again, and we believe in our own spiritual strengths, be able to make our own economies, have to find a way to live off a land that's very depleted and will not be there for you in the future, things are changing. Species of animals are moving in the ocean further and further north to get away from overly warm oceans, and there's battles now for territory in the oceans that never used to be fought between animals that never used to meet each other. One of them is going to be more adaptable and the other one is going to disappear, whatever it might be. And it's kind of the same for us, that as some of the areas of the United States may become uninhabitable due to climate, weather conditions, very, very bad technologies, such as pretty much everything that's AI. Do people understand that AI models don't think? They don't. They literally have to predict the next word in their answer. Large language models have no thinking skills at all. And yet, we're being told that that's the future, the solution. We're going to predict everything before you say it, before they say it. That can't possibly be true. I don't believe in AI. I've had arguments with AI. It sucks. And if our infrastructure is going to go down, if all this stuff is going to go down, the only thing we've got left to do is start worrying about ourselves again and how we're going to get what we need. You know, get to know your local ranchers. Get not to know your local bankers if they're just going to leave. Right? I mean, what do you do? Got to figure out who your friends are. Well, first of all, the hardest part is getting real information anymore. Because I'll be honest, I mean, I've been screwed over pretty bad. Last year I had a heart attack. Did anybody do anything about it? No, not a single person. I handed people books saying, read this. Take a look at what this is about. This will heal me. They'll say, no, drugs, surgery, everything that we've been doing lately. And this is very strange because you can't use in a changing world the previous models to be able to predict the future. You'll have to take the data that's coming in now and use real science that you've already learned earlier to predict it. You will not be able to use the new sciences with the new data, and you're not going to use the old world as a model for the new one if it's already messed up. You're going to have to get off your butt and learn something and teach something and do something. And I guess that's where I want to end that rant. What have you been doing for yourself lately? I don't need all of your help, but I would like some of you to get on board. That would be nice. Anyway, don't know what you think about all that rant. We'll see where this goes. No, he fell off.
Wow, what a great song. Well, remember that anything to the right of Fox News is the new far right in America. But thank you all for being here tonight. We have heard the great author Steve Levaney talk about his books, SurviveMax.com. And go to DirtyManSafe.com, too. And also, we have the Irish Pirate on. We'll be back next week for another broadcast day. Signing off from Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona. Good night, America. God bless. Godspeed. We shall return. Good night.